Morning, Lee.
And we're about to share some soothing, painless diets and lifestyle tweaks to provide a bit of relief at this time of the year.
That's exactly right. People who do suffer from arthritis and joint pain do find that their symptoms start to get a little bit worse. So one of the things that we can do is look after our diet and what we're eating in terms of joint health. But as you mentioned as well, staying active and getting moving is one of the best things you can do to actually ease that pain and reduce stiffness and also fight those feelings of fatigue that we often feel at this time of year.
Two in three of us have arthritis. They're under the age of 65. So a good idea, regular exercise is extremely beneficial to get moving.
That's exactly right. So there's all different types of exercise that you can do. So some people who do have quite painful arthritis in their maybe knees or hip joints might find that those sort of high impact exercises like jogging and even walking on hard surfaces can be quite painful. So this is where those lower impact water-based exercises might be a better option. So things like swimming or bike riding, for example, is just a really good way to maintain that range of motion through the joint without putting a lot of extra pressure on your joints. But if you don't have arthritis, then some of those weight-bearing exercises can actually help to prevent it from developing later on. So things like walking or tennis or any kind of, dancing, those sorts of exercises can be actually really good for preventing joint pain down the track.
And our health experts are advising us to stay active with our exercise, so it's a good time during this current climate, isn't it, Brooke? What about Tai Chi? That's also highly recommended, isn't it?
That's right. So Arthritis Australia actually recommends Tai Chi, which is a really gentle form of exercise, as a really effective way to ease pain and stiffness in joints for people with arthritis. So anything that is quite slow and gentle, so Tai Chi, yoga, Pilates, these are all things that can be really, really beneficial, but also just to help with mental health and stress levels, especially in this tricky time that we're in right now. And it is something that you can do in the comfort of your home. So have a look online maybe for some videos, some instructions, or maybe, do a virtual class. Something like that might be beneficial just to help you get started.
It's a good idea to protect our joints because those joints that are affected by arthritis, they're usually a lot weaker and easy to damage, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. So it's really important to be aware of, any joint pain. So if you feel something twinge in your body, that's probably a sign that your maybe knees or hips are saying, stop, and you've maybe done a little bit too much. Things like bending over properly to pick up items off the floor, so squatting down, engaging those big strong muscles rather than kind of bending from the hip and maybe hurting your back or your hips. Posture is really important, so if you are working from home and maybe not in the usual, nice office chair that you would have at work and you're sitting at a dining table or something like that, then pay extra attention to how you're sitting. Sit and stand, both upright rather than slouching, and take regular breaks from sitting in for long periods in that same position. And, repetition, this is one of the things that often does cause joint pain, doing the same movement over and over again. We know that, repetitive injuries can happen a lot. So, take a break whenever you can, and just take it easy. And I think the most important thing here is to listen to your body. If there's pain or discomfort, there's usually a sign that something's not right.
That's right. Listen to the body. And step on the scale. So if you're carrying a few extra kilograms, being overweight places extra pressure on our joints, doesn't it?
It does. So being overweight does put a lot of pressure on your hips, your knees, your feet, your spine. And you don't need to lose a lot. Even just 5% of your body weight, if you are overweight, is a really good way to ease the pressure off, your knees, for example. So losing weight is a good place to start if you are overweight. And that can, be done by getting outside and exercising regularly and looking after your diet as well.
And here's one from the Quit Foundation. They encourage us to stop smoking because smoking does double our risk of joint disease.
That's right. It promotes inflammation. So it's not just joint health that we want to, be aware of, but lots of other lifestyle conditions and diseases that are increased from smoking, like high blood pressure, for example, and heart disease. So quitting is always a good idea. And there's lots of places that you can get advice and help there as well.
And just wrapping things up, as far as our foods, eat well and eat anti-inflammatory foods is a good idea.
That's right. So arthritis is essentially inflammation in the joint. So any kind of anti-inflammatory foods can help to protect any kind of disease that's happening in our body. So things that are bright and colourful, foods that are very colourful, fruit and vegetables obviously have lots of antioxidants which help to protect our body and protect our joints. Healthy fats are very good for joint health, so particularly omega-3 fats that we find in oily fish, avocado, olive oil, nuts like walnuts. One of my favourites is adding more spices and dried herbs and fresh herbs to our meals. These are all anti-inflammatory, particularly things like turmeric and ginger and garlic. All of those herbs and spices add a lot of flavour, so you don't have to use salt. But they're also, looking after your health and your joint health.
One in six Aussies suffer from arthritis, Brooke. It's about 4 million people. And as I mentioned in the outset there, two in three have arthritis. They're under the age of 65. So it's timely advice.
Yeah, it affects so many people. And as we do go into cooler weather, it can start to flare up a lot more. So let's get on top of our joint health so that we can stay active and healthy throughout the year.
Yep, great advice. Good on you, Brooke Delfino. You have a great week and a great day, and we'll catch up with you in 7 days' time from Healthy Food Guide magazine.
Thank